A man was being awakened from a dead sleep by his mother, and the mother said, "Son, you have to go to school." He says, "I don't want to go to school." "Give me two reasons," the mother said, "why you don't want to go." "One," he said in anger, "the students, no one loves me. No one of the teachers loves me. Now you, mother, give me one reason why I should go." She goes, "Because you're the principal." This fool, this very night, your life is being demanded of you. And as I said in the Ukrainian sermon, riches are great. Money is good. But like any tool, you have to know how to use it. Imagine if someone wanted to dig a ditch with a hammer, or if they wanted to build a house with a sponge. You would say you have the wrong tool for the job. You have to know how to do these things. And one of the great things about riches is that it gives you opportunity and it gives you tools if you know what to do with them. There was one priest who said, "In my parish, I take care of the rich because the poor still have the illusion that money will buy them happiness, but the rich already realize that it is not so. No thing, not even another person, will give you happiness if you don't have it within you, if you don't lead a good life with a good conscience, and realize that, yes, there will come a time when everything you have built will have to be left for someone else. What a joy it is to make your plans now, to look at everything you have and to say, for whom am I doing this? For what reason am I gathering this? For my family, for my friends. And I recommend to everyone, in your will, give 1% to some charity, to some school, to some orphanage, to any place to realize that my life has not just been for myself and for my family, but it is for a wider purpose. So the Lord does not condemn in this parable the man for having a great harvest. He does not condemn him for building bigger barns. He does not condemn him for having riches. What the man is condemned for, he didn't know why he was doing it. He didn't have a purpose for his riches. He just was thinking of himself. There is no mention of a wife or children or family or his society. So today, I hope all of you get rich and win the lottery. But understand, it is more important to know, once you have something, to know what to do with it. Slava Isusu Hristu!